9 down, 1 to go. After 6 weeks on the run, Orleans Parish jail escapee Antoine Massey was captured Friday afternoon in New Orleans. With his capture, that leaves Derrick Groves as the last remaining escapee still on the loose. A $50,000 reward for information leading to Groves' capture is still on the table. Another holiday weekend is approaching. In fact, some are saying that it's already here.
The 4th of July is Friday, and AAA is expecting more than 72 million people to head out of town this weekend, the vast majority by car. Don Redman with AAA says with the holiday falling on a Friday this year, people actually started hitting the road this past weekend and will continue all week long.
Don't be surprised if you're just going to make a quick errand out on the highway and find heavy traffic.
And if you're headed out of town later this week, Redmond's best advice is to leave early. If you hit the road in the afternoon and expect smooth sailing, forget about it. I'm Colleen Crane.
The Louisiana Supreme Court rules that the ex-wife of former LSU football coach Ed Orgeron is entitled to more than $8 million of his $17 million buyout. Legal analyst Franz Borgard says, barring any unexpected loopholes or reasoning, this ruling in favor of Kelly Orgeron will likely be final.
I think that a higher court would say that the Louisiana Supreme Court is in the best position to interpret Louisiana family law.
For the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andrew Greenstein on TIX FM.